Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up?
How are you doing, Sam?
Good. How are you, Andy?
You got to remind me not to eat any more like chicken. Ban me from all. Ban me from all McDonald's products.
No, we have to support them. We could win $1 million.
We could, but we only have like
4 more days to play. But still,
the Monopoly chance worth my butt pee.
Yes,
I'm literally spraying like a dolphin.
What was that?
Or a whale.
What was the thing? Spraying like what?
Spraying like a dolphin?
No, from before.
Spraying what? Did we talk about this already?
No. It's just a dumb joke.
From what? Tell me.
No. You were saying it was like in reference of something.
Oh, tie-dye diarrhea spray? What? That was from the last review.
That was from Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Fantastic movie.
Great movie. Dude, it's been almost 24 hours, and like I thought that things was out of my system. But no. Apparently chicken nuggets like to just line your intestine and creep out slowly.
I just like how nothing happened to me.
Yeah, you have a stomach, like iron cast stomach, asshole.
An iron ass stomach.
Yeah. Mine's like made of, what's the cheap condom material? Not latex, vinyl. I have like a vinyl intestine. Puncture easily.
I was going to say parchment paper.
Lamb skin. rat skin. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Dude. Oh, awesome. It's terrible.
It's awesome.
Right now, there are so many different feelings in my stomach right now.
One of the feelings
love?
Reminiscent of love?
Mm. Dude, it feels like I could... You know when you have like a rocket launcher on your back? It's like that, but on my butt.
No, I don't know that.
You know that movie Rocket Man or Rocketeer? The Rocketeer.
No.
It's a kind of a superhero movie that came out in the 90s.
No.
He had like a rocket pack on his back.
I believe you.
I have a rocket pack in between my legs.
In your butt?
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. This feels terrible.
Awesome.
I'm just like sweating out of my butt.
Do you want to pause the review?
No. I'm fine, actually.
Okay.
Actually, I think that's why our Sharknado review went so fast. It was like, Andy needs to butt pee.
Awesome.
Excuse me, Andy makes his... Oh, that's the mud butt.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa's mud club.
Great.
Matthew McConaughey's Mud. Great movie.
Yeah.
We'll bring it all around full circle.
Yeah, we'll do it at some time.
Thanks to my crap.
We'll do it at some time.
Anyway, stay away from the chicken McNuggets.
But don't stay away from Midnight in Paris.
Oh, yeah. Midnight in Paris. That's a great way to put it, dude. Yeah. 2011, Midnight in Paris.
Yeah.
Written and directed by a fellow Korean lover.
Oh.
I was going to say Woody Harrelson.
Oh.
Woody Allen.
That would have been cool if Woody Harrelson directed this movie.
That would be cool.
He did direct a movie a couple years ago, right? Where he was an army officer, and he had to go tell parents of deceased soldiers that their children had passed away.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I can't remember what it's called, but I heard that was really good, and I always like him. He seems to have a really good attitude towards all of his projects.
Yeah, he's really funny, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, Sam, this was your pick. I'd have to say it was out of the long list we had to watch over the summer. This was a surprising treat because I haven't watched a Woody Allen movie in a long time that made me, like, entertained throughout.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Andy.
No, great job,
man. I'm going to do the rundown. Kind of a...
Go do the rundown, my friend.
Okay. Well, basically, it stars some pretty big names. Owen Wilson, Rachel McAdams, and elderly Kurt Fuller. He's getting old in age, but still doing some hits.
Michael Sheen. Did Frost Nixon.
Yeah. Carla Bruni's in it. If you.
Oh yeah.
If you know about France at all, you know who she is.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Basically, what the movie is about is Owen Wilson, whose name is Gil, or Jill, as some of the characters just like to call him, and his girlfriend Inez, who is played by Rachel McAdams, are just on a trip.
Interesting name choice.
Yeah. They're on a trip in Paris. Gil is like a movie writer or like a screenplay adapter.
He's a screenwriter, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And he does mostly like really cheesy big name.
Yeah,
movies.
But he's like really a really successful screenwriter, which seems kind of like
It's like, I would imagine he's like the guy who like did screenwriting for like the Transformers movies.
Oh yeah, he did that, or he like wrote like a really successful rom-com or something.
Yeah,
like
some
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Blindside.
Anything with Jennifer Aniston, basically.
Oh yeah.
So he wrote that, and he's actually a pretty smart guy, and he wants to change his career arc, and he wants to get away from doing movies like that, and he wants to be an author. And that's kind of the impetus for what goes on throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
His kind of lame girlfriend, Inez, doesn't...
She does a really good job.
She does. Yeah, Rachel McAdams does a great job, is playing kind of a ditzy...
almost kind of bratty.
Yeah, she's bratty and pretentious. Girlfriend doesn't want him to do that. And her friends, who are super lame, who I don't remember who...
Who Sheen played?
No, the girl. Her name is Carol. It's Carol and Paul. They're a couple. Paul is played by Michael Sheen. Carol is played by Nina Arianda. That's a pretty last name.
Yeah.
They kind of tag along, and they all sort of team up. Paul, Carol, and Inez kind of team up against Gil and make him right. feel kind of like a lame wad for wanting to change his career arc and try something new.
Yeah, I think it's like revolves around these six main characters, and then the one that will come in a little bit later as his like lady lover guide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so
he, you know, is kind of bummed out, and one night he goes out walking, and it strikes midnight. Mm-hmm. And he finds this kind of like this old car kind of rolls up to him. He gets in the car, and it's almost like he travels back in time.
Yes.
He goes to I guess the when would it be exactly? Like
he goes
50s?
To through a couple different times.
No, I know, but the one where he meets like great authors like Hemingway and
whenever Hemingway was in France is whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's like the 50s.
Beats me, but the guy who played Hemingway is also one of the. The guy who is a congressman in a House of Cards who kills himself.
Really?
Or he doesn't kill himself. He dies drunk due to Kevin Spacey's scheming.
I didn't know that because I have not watched that far into that amazing, amazing series.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But yeah, that was the same guy. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know
who
you're talking about.
The representative from Maryland or
yeah,
wherever.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know he killed himself, but I'm glad he did because I didn't like his character.
Yeah.
Anyway... it's basically about Gil kind of traveling maybe back in time. It's kind of hard to tell what's going on.
It's either that or a head trip.
Yeah. And meeting all these authors and getting inspired by these authors and advice sometimes.
Boom, bam, boom, dan, boom,
with,
dan, boom,
yeah, with awesome music throughout.
Yeah.
And returning to the real world, first trying to convince Inez and her friends, and then just giving up when he figures out that she's basically pointless and
she doesn't give a shit.
Just
about
a jerk.
Him.
Yeah.
I think it was a really good. Did you talk about the girl who kind of guides him through?
No, I was
going to.
No, you go into that.
Oh, I don't know her name though. What are we going to tell her?
She is
also in Inception.
Yes. It's Marion Cotillard.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking for her name. It's Adriana in the
yeah.
story.
Okay. So anyway, he kind of meets this girl back in time, and he kind of falls for her, and then he realizes that this woman is kind of like all he really wants.
It's what he's missing from
yeah.
his life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that has an interesting arc that goes through the end.
Yeah.
And you don't expect it to turn out the way it does, but it worked out great.
Yeah.
So you have, like, it's not a big cast. You have a lot of cool cameos, little mini appearances.
Yeah.
But the main plot, I guess, revolves around these six people, like, essentially three couples.
Yes.
So, like, and you can tell that his girlfriend is really kind of a brat, and it's kind of perpetuated by the fact that her parents are always, like, you deserve more.
Yeah, her parents are also, for some reason, in Paris at the same time.
They actually get to go to France because her parents aren't in France.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I remember that it explained it, but I just didn't remember.
The dad had exactly. some business trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. And yeah, her parents are assholes.
Yeah, really good, pretentious white people. But it's one of those things where it's like they want their daughter just to not work, and
yeah.
you know, they're really good at being unlikable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
cheap is cheap.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So like, that happens, and then you have the other couple that seems to seemingly have it be the perfect couple, but that kind of works out in an
yeah.
interesting way,
in an awesome way. I wish he had gone further into that, but that's okay.
Yes, it could have been great.
It was great.
It was good.
It could have been a little
good.
Bit better that way. But yeah.
But the movie was shot in a very fun way. It's not like, oh, man, what a pretty movie, but it's pretty for what it was. Just like kind of meandering the streets of France.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really liked. I think Luke Wilson. Fuck, not Luke Wilson. Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
I think They're, Owen Wilson.
They are different people, Andy. Yeah.
Owen
Just
Wilson.
Because Wes Anderson features them all the time.
That's true. He's got to feature the Texas boys.
Exactly.
So Owen Wilson's character, I feel like Owen Wilson is trying to do his best Woody Allen impression throughout the movie.
Yeah.
There's a lots of... Well, I think Woody Allen writes as if he's going to be in the starring role.
Yeah, but he does that in all of his movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To
but like
extent.
Owen Wilson did that thing where he's like, kind of like the mannerisms and like
oh,
the deliverance.
Yeah.
He kept on doing the touching the head thing and then yeah, like the yeah, hands, yeah. right? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to interesting
he also,
take on it.
He also let like all he lets Inez and all of her friends kind of walk all over him.
Yeah.
For almost the entire movie, up to the very end, basically.
Yes. Yeah, and they yeah and there's lots of good scenes in here.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of different people you meet along
yeah, it's
the way.
So, yeah, it's so diverse. For what the story is trying to tell,
yes.
it could have just been like, and here's a slideshow of all of these famous authors and artists
right.
and stuff. But instead, it was more engaging than that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of plays like a caricature
they
of
play
who
their
they
part.
Are.
Yeah, they play their part.
It's nice and goofy and quirky. It's not like, I don't think you'd be like, if he ran to Picasso, it wouldn't be that way at all. But
it's yeah, it's not. It's nice and goofy, but it's not trifling. All
that's
of the
true.
Characters have something meaningful that propels the story.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
Not like, here's just F. Scott Fitzgerald drinking some coffee.
Oh, God damn
it's
it.
Like that.
Kathy Bates is in this one.
Yes, she plays yeah. Gertrude Stein.
Yes, and she did a really good job.
I thought Alison Pill also did a really good job as Zelda Fitzgerald.
Oh, Adrian Brody did a good job?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As was he Picasso?
No, he
or
wasn't.
Was he?
He was. He kept on saying his name. God damn it! If you look it up, you'll be able to see it. It wasn't like Godot. No. Anyway, I'll keep on talking when you look it up. The Hemingway bit.
Salvador
was good.
Dali.
Oh, yeah. And doesn't he keep on saying his Dali? Because he's going to say when Dali, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And it's funny, it's goofy, and it's not to be taken seriously. Like, I mean, this is also going to get into my main criticism, which kind of... I'm going to give Woody Allen the benefit of the doubt that now he's like an ancient old man, right? And some of the stuff he writes is probably... It would still be really goofy to a guy of that like old man mindset.
Oh, yeah. It seems
it's
a little
kinda
dated.
It's kind of dated.
Yeah.
Which really, I don't think that the... Some of the stuff that I saw him with, like, Small Time Crooks wasn't super dated when it came out.
Yeah.
But,
He has a different perspective on things now. I mean, age
really
changes you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And everything.
But, I thought my favorite performance, God. How about we do of the couple, and of the couples, and then, like,
yeah.
of the appearances.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna do, it's tough between, Amy, is Amy... No, it's not. Who plays...
Rachel McAdams?
Rachel McAdams. I always get them mixed up with Amy Adams and Rachel
I do, too,
McAdams.
Yeah. They look kind of similar.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams and Owen
cute.
Wilson, because Owen Wilson does a good job of being Gil.
Yeah, yeah.
But Rachel does a really good job at being, like, this kind of bitch that you just, like... You know,
she's
like,
unlikable in the most likable way.
Yeah, yeah, because it's nothing... No fault of her own. It's just she's hardwired from her parents. You see, I think that's why Woody Allen kind of shows, like, look at these parents
yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah.
up their child when she's already, like, a grown adult.
Kind of brings some balance into her own
yeah,
character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So maybe I'll just choose Rachel. I'll choose Rachel for that. And
my favorite performance?
Favorite, like, of the couples.
Oh, okay.
And then of the other appearances, I'm going to choose Hemingway.
Okay.
Because I thought he was fun, intense...
Yeah.
And especially towards the
He's
last.
Exactly what you would imagine Hemingway would be like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still yeah. quirky. It's all quirky, but it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think my favorite person of the couples would probably have to be Marion Cotillard. She's
oh, yeah.
probably my favorite actress from the entire movie
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I love Marion Cotillard.
Sure, sure,
like,
sure.
She's just fantastic. Like,
oh, she's pretty, too.
Yeah, she's really, yeah. And she's very sweet. And her character is, like,
Inception,
most,
Contagion.
Yeah.
Dark
Knight Rises.
Forgot about that.
Levian Rose. Like, yeah, she's just a fantastic actress. But beyond that, her character seems to be the most interesting and unpredictable.
Yes.
Which I really liked
yes.
because most of the other characters are relatively predictable.
They're all kind of, like, straight up, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they're supposed
And, like,
to
you
be.
Don't really, she's, like, the wild one. So I really like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that arc works its way interesting. With,
yeah.
You know, throughout
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, and then I guess, what was the second part? Favorite?
Well, it was like out of the couples and out of the...
of the cameos.
Yeah, the cameos.
My favorite cameo is probably just F. Scott Fitzgerald because he's so like...
Who was that guy? Is that Loki?
Yes.
It is.
Him. Yeah, it's the gentleman who played Loki in The Avengers. His name is Tom Hiddleston. He was in The Avengers and Thor. He was also in War Horse. I didn't know. Yeah, whatever. Great job, Spielberg. But yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah. I just really like F. Scott Fitzgerald. He's one of my favorite authors, and I think that he was portrayed in a very fun.
Well, he had a good bit with his
Zelda
love interest too. Yeah.
Yeah. Zelda, yeah. If I could do a duo, it'd just be the Fitzgeralds. Yeah. Because Alison Pill did a fantastic job as Zelda. Watch Newsroom to see more of Alison Pill because she does a great job in that show.
Nice.
Yeah. They were just awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they were a cool couple just because they were so different from the safe couples of everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good because it was kind of like Rocky. I mean, it was really
it was awesome.
It was volatile, to say the
least. Exactly. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, let's talk about favorite scene.
Okay.
And then you'll do, let's do favorite scene and then thing you didn't like about the movie and then things that you thought were well done.
Okay. Man, that's a lot. Okay, so
we can do back and forth.
Okay. You want to do your favorite scene first?
Sure. My favorite scene is the first scene whenever he sits in there with Hemingway. And then he's talking about courage.
Yes.
Is that the very first scene when he sits in the car?
That's not the first interaction with Hemingway. That's the first interaction with some of the other people, including, I think, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's when they first meet, right?
But it's after the first party that they go to during the first round.
But he meets
round.
Fitzgerald the second round, and Hemingway is with them, right?
No, he meets Fitzgerald on the first round.
Oh, okay.
Him and Zelda meet, and then they go somewhere, and then they're like, oh, I'm bored of this place. Let's go to this other bar. And that's where they meet Hemingway.
And when Hemingway does his little bit about the courage thing, I thought that was funny.
Yeah. That was a really cool part. That was a really cool part of the movie.
The guy did a really good job as Hemingway.
Yeah. My favorite part would probably be, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but you know, it's whatever. It's a 2-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Is the part toward the end whenever Marion Cotillard and Owen Wilson go further back in time.
Yes, that was a good jump.
To the 1800s. Just because, for one, like, just taking it that much further made it seem more epic, like the entire story more epic.
Yeah.
And just kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then like the sort of universalist, like repetitive thing where like everybody says that the grass was greener 80 years ago kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh yeah. And how everyone says that, which I don't really feel like I've ever been in that spot, but maybe as Woody Allen gets older.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah,
but I'm with the Gogol Bordello mindset of don't look in the past, look to the future.
Great.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Okay, thing I didn't like. This is my biggest gripe about the movie.
Okay. Well, was it
Andy? Owen Wilson. So he goes back in time a lot. Which
like
makes it
four
fun.
Times.
Yeah.
One big, time further back.
It's a big part of fun in the movie, right?
Yeah.
But the whole part of like after he gets it once or twice, he still does this thing where he kind of like, after he's hanging out with people, he'll do this thing where he's like, oh, I just can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
does that every time he goes back in time.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, Hemingway. I just can't believe I'm sharing a beer with Hemingway.
Yeah.
Oh, the Fitzgeralds. It's the Fitzgeralds, right?
Yeah, or Salvador Dali.
Stuff like
the
that.
The sad
right?
rhinoceros.
So it's like, dude, keep it cool.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's like, it takes a good bit of time. It's like, yeah, do that and then move on because everybody else is just trying to keep on delivering their shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like that takes out of it because it's like, you're surprised. I get it. Like, you still appreciate it. You're talking to all these different people, but it should be at least a little more. You should be more used to it after getting picked up. Like, you know, actively, like, they'll pick me up here at midnight. I don't know who I'm going to meet, but I'm going to meet people from
another
time.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. So it's stuff like that. Like, he'll sit down and be like, Gertrude Stein, amazing. You know?
Yeah.
So it's, that was
even
really
the first time
me.
He meets Adriana, he does that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing and I get it, but maybe he did that for the audience because then Owen Wilson names all the people that he just met. Like if, some old lady didn't hear the first time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. I didn't get bothered. Some people said that the way like these people were kind of like caricatured them, but it's like a comedy. So it's like these guys are going to be at their quirkiest, you know.
Yeah, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
They're trying to be the goofy characters, like a caricature. Exactly.
They definitely are. Yeah. But I thought other than that,
That was your low point then?
That was like the biggest gripe I had just about
him
the
being
movie.
Like, oh my God, each time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Everything else was well done. Okay. I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? What did you not like?
My low point would probably just be how, I don't know. I just sort of wish Owen Wilson didn't allow everybody to walk all over himself.
It's
so
unpleasant
much.
For a lot of the part of the movie.
Yeah, I just kind of wish he would have been like, "Hey, man, shut up, shut the fuck up."
He's very
pull
spineless.
A Larry David with the anal tint.
Oh yeah.
Tinkle on your anus, you know. Be like that. Just be
step
a little
up
upset.
In his ass.
Just be a little bit more aggressive.
Get
stand
that spray
up for yourself.
Get that spray can and spray. Larry was here. All up in that ass.
Yeah. He should have done something like that. Where
well, yeah, because it's constant throughout
yeah,
the whole
movie.
Yeah,
it's almost like a...
And even in the end of the movie, he really doesn't give them the fuck you. It's more like they just go their separate ways and he feels better.
Well, it's actually... Yeah, it's just kind of like, are you really going to go? And he's like, yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then he just goes away. And then, like, they're mad. And he's just kind of like, laters, guys.
Yeah. Like, I would have set their car aflame.
Yeah.
A
like,
flyer.
He should have just been like, you guys are, like, idiots and you're hypocritical buttholes.
Oh, that last
nothing
part
like
when,
that. He just walks away.
When Gertrude Stein tells him what Hemingway thought of the novel.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, and it's obvious that, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's why I think Hemingway was probably my favorite character. But,
Yeah.
I liked the interaction and kind of like how different it was, especially when we're talking about like the love interest. Cause like, maybe if you think about it, it's like, even back then, like, it's like, wow, things were simple, but there's like shit was, looks a little more complicated with these artistes.
Yeah. It was kind of like,
and everyone's
looking,
banging everyone.
It's kind of like looking through rosy glasses, literally,
yeah.
Especially because, of the focus on the warmer colors done by cinematographer.
Yes.
Whose name is Darius Kondji.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a yummy drink.
Yeah, I would eat it. I would
yes.
eat that. Who filmed everything in a Super 35. It's all
yes.
film, no digital. So,
is when you're listening to this, you know the dialogue is interesting and it's fun and engaging. And it's definitely like Woody Allen is a knowledgeable person.
Yeah.
And,
It's very Woody Allen dialogue.
Yeah, it's geeky.
Kind of shticky,
yeah.
Kind of fun. Very yeah. quick responses to everything that most people wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. It wouldn't
yeah.
happen.
It's, it wouldn't it's happen. Overly witty.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, I did too. I did too.
Let's talk top on the 10 scale.
10
what would you
scale.
Say?
I would probably give this a really strong 9.
Wow.
Because I like the movie a
Jesus.
Lot. And it made me super happy after
yeah.
I watched it. Just like the cinematography really hit it. I mean, especially even from the very beginning when it set the. Set the mood of Paris with that, like, those postcard, that postcard
yeah.
montage of, like, you know, the 30 seconds in one place.
You're kind of a Francophile another. To begin with, though, aren't you?
Sort of, but
yeah.
I just like the architecture in France,
uh-huh.
and so most of the shots are of the architecture in France.
I mean, yeah, I think it's like they just shot all these places, and, like,
yeah.
good, we've got it all.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard for me to dislike it, because it's like, look how everything is pretty, and everything is so neat. Like, Marion Cotillard's dress wear is, like through the roof, like... gorgeous looking
all the time.
Yeah, and like everyone looks fantastic with their
oh, sure.
costumes, just stuff like that, the attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really like, so yeah, getting a strong 9. Check it out if it's
nice.
On Netflix or whatever.
You really liked it.
Yeah.
It's actually not on Netflix, but I would buy it. It's got to be cheap now.
It's not streaming anywhere like Hulu.
It's not streaming on Netflix. I know that.
Okay, I know it's on
yeah.
Blu-ray.
It's definitely on Blu-ray. It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm giving this a 7 to a 7.5.
okay,
because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And it's it wasn't one of those things where it didn't blow my mind, but it was a nice surprise.
Yeah,
because it's kind of lighthearted fare, but not really.
Yeah,
and it's definitely kind of like if every kind of like it's not like a base romantic comedy. It's
yeah,
romantic
no, it's
comedy
not,
and then some. That's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's not like a silly rom com because
yeah.
most of the comedic stuff isn't actually tied to the romantic stuff.
No,
it's just like they're it's like a
fun.
Yeah, it's like a romance. And a comedy. There
yeah,
are jokes
yeah.
and stuff, but it's not necessarily
and a man kind of finding,
it's
not like a midlife crisis, but he's finding himself with the help of friends they just met. It's a
yeah.
fun story.
Yeah.
About a guy
kind of like. It's
like
a rebirth
like,
of a
yeah,
guy
yeah.
who wants to change his
and you're
kind of
rooting
life.
For him to get to where he wants to go if
yeah,
his
yeah,
life
totally.
Is terrible. So
totally.
It's one of those movies where it's like, I didn't think a lot about it. I watched it and I enjoyed it. All the performances were good.
Yes.
There's not one bad performance in there.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it a 7.5
yeah.
because I would definitely go out and check it. If you're looking for a funny movie or like a movie to sit down and watch with friends on a weekend,
what?
You can't go wrong with this movie.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, for sure.
For
sure.
Yeah. Well, and it's time. It's like even if it, you know, I like the idea like is it time travel or is it a head trip? And really, because they don't make that distinction, it's not important to the story at all. It's like, what the fuck does it matter? Just enjoy the ride.
That's what it was. And it does a really good, it does a good job at making you not care whether it's time travel or just something in his head.
Exactly.
Because it's so entertaining.
So real to him, too.
Yeah.
And, like, you're fine with how fun it is because, like, this guy could be crazy. I don't care. This is kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 7.5 for me, a strong 9 from Sam.
Yeah.
I think you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. It's a fun time. Just like Sharknado.
Just like Sharknado, which we just gave a 7.
Yeah, which was awesome.
It was good.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate your questions and comments. Tell us what you thought about Midnight in Paris, whether you think it's Woody Allen's best film, as a lot of people have been stating.
Definitely entertaining.
Yeah, or you know, maybe not. But we always appreciate what you guys have to say. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.